I talk a lot about book prizes on this show, and for a very good reason. There are a lot of literary prizes out there, and they really are an important part of the support system for new and established writers. But it's not often that the story of the prize winner could be a book in itself. So, listen to this. Katrina Lally has just been handed the Rooney Prize for Irish Literature for her book Eggshells. The Rooney is given to an emerging Irish writer by Trinity College in Dublin, where Katrina Lally works as a cleaner. Here she is talking to the CBC in Canada.
So I studied English there about 15 years ago, and while I was studying there, I spent my summers working as a cleaner to earn money for travelling and fun. So then when I found myself laid off years later in the recession in 2011, then the cleaner friends I'd stayed in touch with, they told me when the cleaning jobs opened up again, and I came back. So 3.5 years ago now, so I'm working there since 2015.
So this college where Katrina Lally works as a cleaner has now handed her a 10,000 euro prize for her debut novel Eggshells. Here she is again on the CBC explaining what the book is about.
Vivian is this main character, and she believes that she's a changeling. So she thinks that the fairies came and took the original child and replaced her with a fairy child. So she's wandering around contemporary Dublin, and she's looking for this portal to another world. So I think it's just that she doesn't belong. It's this ultimate sense of where could I belong? Where is this world where I would belong?
Congratulations to Katrina Lally, who's won the Rooney Prize for Irish Literature. Her book Eggshells is published by HarperCollins. Speaking of emerging writers, the Wheeler Centre in Melbourne has named the first 10 writers for its Next Chapter program. The idea behind the program is to help writers whose voices aren't being heard through conventional publishing channels to find an audience. The program gives those writers $15,000 each and matches them with a mentor, giving them a chance to develop and hone their work without having to immediately worry about sales and royalty rates. The mix of writers for the next chapter cohort is exciting and diverse. It includes the poet Evelyn Araluen, freelance and comedy TV writer Nayuka Gori, and spoken word artist Lian Lowe. And there is a full list of winners on the Hub on Books website. And finally, the collection of this late book lover is up for auction.
We don't read and write poetry because it's cute. We read and write poetry because we are members of the human race, and the human race is filled with passion. Now, medicine, law, business, engineering, these are noble pursuits and necessary to sustain life. But poetry, beauty, romance, love, these are what we stay alive for.
That's the actor Robin Williams in his iconic role as John Keating in the 1989 movie Dead Poets Society. And Williams, who died in 2014, didn't just play characters who loved the written word. He had an impressive book collection himself, and 15 of his rare books are now going up for auction. Included are 3 first edition copies of the Samuel Beckett play Waiting for Godot, a play Williams performed in alongside Steve Martin in 1988. There's also an inscribed copy of Stanislavski's An Actor Prepares from 1936. Williams' collection also includes a series of illuminated illustrations from Tennyson's Idylls dated back to about 1862, and a rare edition of Moby Dick with woodcut pictures printed on handmade paper. The books are being put up for auction in Sotheby's in New York, along with some other artworks and props owned by the late actor.